Okay, good evening, everybody. A good Erev Shabbos, really. It is early Yom Shishi, so it's Erev Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. Tonight we are learning, the shir is dedicated by Miriam Goodman as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Miriam Genendel Bas Gittel. May she have a speedy Refuah Shalema and your Yeshua in the Schus of the Torah that we share this evening. The Ribbono Shel Olam should guide the doctor's hands and ensure her complete refuah for Arichos Yamim and Shanim Miriam Genendel Bas Gittel. So I have what I think is a very meaningful shir prepared. I hope you'll see after the shir if you agree with me. I came across this week a new pshat, new for me, of the Das Kinyan Balei Tosfos. Sometimes the final pshat of shir is really the impetus for the whole shir. Some of you who learn with me in Parsha know that sometimes I say the last insight of the shir, I work backwards. And that's what happened this evening. I came across this Das Kinyan Mibalei Tosfos and I was so taken with it. And the whole shir really was built from there. So this is a Pirkei Avos shir. I'm going to begin screen sharing to my source sheet with you. Okay, can you tell me if you could see my handout? Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we are learning this Chos Refuah for Miriam Genendel Bas Gittel B'Sok Sh'ar Chaleisa. So the Mishnah tells us we're in Pirkei Avos. We read Perek Dal actually last Shabbos. Perek Dal. So we're not really going in any specific order in this Shir series. I don't know if the Ribbono Shel Olam just sends Ha'aros on a specific Mishnah, and it doesn't have to be from a specific chapter in it from a specific chapter or in a specific order for this shir series. So what does the Mishnah tell us in Perek Dalet? Again, we read it last Shabbos, Mishnah Chof Aleph. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, Ha'olam hazeh domer leprozdor bifnei ha'olam haba. I should highlight the whole thing. Ha'olam hazeh domer leprozdor bifnei ha'olam haba. This world resembles the antechamber or the vestibule before the world to come. Haskein atzmecha. Letakein, you should prepare yourself, but prozdor, in the antechamber, in the vestibule, in the hallway, you must prepare yourself. Kadeshati kane, so that you will enter letraklin. If you want to get in to the main ballroom, if you want to get into the main chamber, you have to prepare yourself in this world for the next world. So this is the mashal that Rabbi Yaakov gives in this Mishnah. He tells us that this world is the antechamber, the next world, Olam Haba, the world to come, is the ballroom, is the main place where the real party is happening. This is just preparation for the real world. So I looked up a number of commentators and what the commentators have to say on this Mishnah. So I'm going to show you the Bar Tanura, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rambam, and then I will quote from Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch. So what does the Bar Tanura have to say? What is the prozdor? The base sha'ar, the house of the gate, you will really say, or the gateway, which makes sense. If you go to the king's palace, not that I don't know if we ever went to the king's palace, but you'd imagine there's a gate that you have to enter. There's a security booth that you have to enter. You have to pass the base sha'ar. You have to pass through the gateway to get into the king's palace. So the Bar Tanura says that's what the prozdor is. It's the base sha'ar. It's the passageway through the gate to get into, ultimately, the main place where you want to go. Targum ulam. Ulam is like a hallway. Prozdora. So the targum on the Mishnah is ulam, and ulam is a prozdora. So again, he's saying it's the entranceway. The Bar Tanura says, what is the traklin? The olam haba, the world to come, is compared to a traklin. What is this? Unusual word. Makom moshav hamelach. So it's not just that you're going to olam haba. It's the place where the king resides, and where the king sits. And in this case, of course, we're not talking about a mortal Basar Vadam. We're not talking about a king of flesh and blood. We're talking about Melech Malchei Melechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about the place of residence, Kaviyachol, as if it were, even though Malach Haaretz Kevodo, God's whole glory filled this world, we're talking about the place of the Moshe of Melech. Where is the throne of the king? That's in the next world. That's the Traklin. So you have to prepare yourself by passing through the Beit Sha'ar, that gateway, in order to enter the Traklin, which is the place where the king resides, which in our case, of course, is the King of all kings, the Almighty, blessed be He. Kach ata, so to you. Haskein atzmecha ba'olam hazeh. The Bar Tanura says, listen, you got to prepare yourself in this world. Why? Kidei shetizke la'olam haba. So you will merit, so you will be worthy, so you will have the zchus of life in the next world. That's what the Bar Tanura says. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? And again, all the commentators are very similar because the Mishnah is really expressing one idea here, but I did look at the different commentators and that is what I'm sharing with you. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, what is the traklin? Hu habira. So of course, what comes to mind when I was preparing shir, when I just want to make sure everyone's muted, what came to mind is probably the same thing that comes to mind to you from the famous bira in Tanakh, which is in Nach, which is Shushan Habira. Shushan Habira, there were 127 provinces. Ahasuerus was ruled Mehodu va'ad Kush, Shava va'asumu Mea Medina. He ruled over 127 provinces. But where was the capital city? The Bira was Shushan HaBira. Why was it called Bira? Because that's where the king dwelt. That's where the palace was. So Traklin is Hu HaBira. Rotzel Amar, meaning to say, She'ein HaOlam HaZeh Ela Kedei Lizkos Bo HaOlam HaBa. So the Traklin, where we're trying to enter after we pass through the vestibule, after we pass through the Beit Sha'ar, the gateway, is the Bira. What makes something a capital city? What makes something the Bira? Well, the king resides. Shushan HaBira was the capital city because that's where the palace of Ahasuerus was. So the Traklin, Lahavdil, where we're trying to get, Olam Haba, is the place of the residence, the capital city, the place of the residence of the king. Meaning to say, this world serves one purpose. It's not to enjoy a lot of gashmias. It's not to eat a lot of fine foods. It's not to wear fancy clothing, even though I enjoy eating fine foods and I enjoy nice clothing and I partake of materiality like every other human being does. But what is the whole purpose of Olam Haza? She'ein ha'olam haza ela, ela. There's one purpose for our neshama being transferred to a guf and coming down to this world. This world is only kidei lizkos bo ha'olam haba, so that you will have the zchus, the merit of reaching the next world. What does the Rambam, what does Maimonides have to say? Traklin. So what is the traklin? What is the main ballroom to where we are trying to get? Hu ha'heichal. It is the main sanctuary. Think of when you go into a base knessas. Before COVID, when we were all able to just walk into a shul. Remember back in the day when life was normal? And you could just go to shul on Shabbos. Restrictions, limitations, social distancing, masks, sign-up sheets, indoor, outdoor. It wasn't so long ago. We feel like we're in a totally different world, talking about a different world, a totally different world. So the traklin is the heichal, says the Rambam. When you were going to shul, there was always the hallway. Before you'd walk into the main sanctuary, that's exactly what the Rambam is saying. This world resembles the hallway of shul, not the hallway, what's the word they call that? I don't know, the social, wherever people congregated, where you walk through. And the main sanctuary is the next world. Uprazder hu beit sha'ar. Again, he uses the same lashon that we already saw in Rabbeinu Yonah. The antechamber, in the Bartanura. The antechamber is the entranceway, or you pass through the gates. V'hamashal mevu'ar. Rambam says, the parable is very clear. And the intention of this Mishnah is well known. It's not so difficult, this Mishnah. The Mashal is Mevu'ar. The Mashal and Nimshal, the parable and the moral are well known. And the Kavanah is Yudua. And the intent is clear. Sheba'olam haza yikna ha'adam ha'mailos shebehen yizka lo'olam haba. Rav Freifeld Zatzal used to say, quote, there's no such thing as a neutral action. That's a strong statement. There's no such thing. That means no matter what we're doing, where we eat, how we eat, how much we eat, the brachos we make or don't make before and after we eat, the mannerisms that we have at the table, how we talk, when we talk, what we say, how we walk, how we interact, how we say thank you, how we say you're welcome. But Freifeld said there is no such thing as a neutral action. In this world, says the Rambam, what is the whole purpose of us being here? Especially in such confusing times, both with the COVID pandemic and Hashem Yirachim Aleinu, the political situation, specifically in the United States of America and the world over. And maybe we wonder, what am I really doing here? There's so much turbulence in this world. So you have to know what your purpose here is. You have a specific tafkid. It is only in Olam Haza, writes Rambam, only in this world. Yikna ha'adam ha'maylo shebehen yizkel olam haba. A man acquires the levels, the degrees, the character traits, the deeds, the actions, the mailos, the levels, with which he can merit life in the eternal world. When the soul ascends to the eternal world of truth, and there it will bask in the glory of the Shekhinah. But how are we going to get into that ballroom? How are we going to get into the Bira? How are we going to get into the Moshav HaMelech? How will we enter the capital? How will we enter the place where the king sits? How will we enter, says the Rambam, the Heichal, the main sanctuary? Only by life, a life of striving to acquire the Milos, the high levels, the Midos, the actions. Milos is from the word Aliyah. We must always be B'nai Aliyah, striving to reach ever higher. And only then will we merit life in the next world. Our soul will bask in the glory of the Shekhinah. Ki zeh ha'olam amnam hu derech u'meva'ar le'olam haba. The Rambam says, ki zeh, let me underline the last line, the Rambam for you, ki zeh ha'olam, because this world, what is the whole purpose of this world? Amnam hu derech u'meva'ar le'olam haba. This world is the road, and the passageway to the next world. How long are we here after all? 120 years, if we make it to the length that Moshe Rabbeinu lived. Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch, I'm going to quote Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch, explains Rav Hirsch was a German Rav, leader, scholar. He died in 1888. Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch's commentary to Pirkei Avos, quote, all of us have been invited to the banquet of the King of Kings. So he adds a new dimension that we have not seen yet from the Mefarshim, which is that we are all invited. Nobody should feel left out. You shouldn't feel like, wow, my friend got an invitation and I didn't get an invitation. All of us have been invited to dine at the table with the banquet of the King of Kings. But only he who has made himself worthy of the invitation will be admitted to the banquet hall. So we all have an invitation, but there are certain requirements. You know, sometimes you get a invitation and it says black tie affair or formal dress required or religious attire. Please be sensitive to religious attire. So there are certain requirements. We've all been invited, but only he who has made himself worthy of this invitation will be admitted to the banquet hall. This world is but the vestibule in which to prepare yourself. Make use of your sojourn. Make use of your sojourn in the vestibule to make yourself worthy of entering the great hall itself. And sometimes we forget, I'm talking to myself, that this world is but a passageway to the next world. Sometimes we think that this is the end all and the be all. And we forget that we're all really going somewhere else. I heard many years ago, it was from a bachur who was learning that in Shar Yashuv, who was at our house for a meal many years ago. And he said that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Why do we say that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba? Sabbath, the Sabbath, the Shabbos, which is coming, Baruch Hashem, is from the next world. What does that mean? So we have a principle of Chazal, of the sages, Kol HaTorach Be'erev Shabbos Yochal B'Shabbos. Whoever exerts himself on Erev Shabbos will eat on Shabbos. I promise, I was thinking of this Ma'amar Chazal today, but I was preparing this afternoon for Shabbos. Made the chicken soup and the sauteed liver, and potato kugel, shake and bake chicken, whatever, other things. And whatever I was making, I promise, it was taking a long time. And Baruch Hashem was in the kitchen for quite a few hours. But I was thinking to myself, Michal, kol ha-torach be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. You only get to eat on Shabbos if you exert yourself on Erev Shabbos, because Shabbos is going to come, and we're going to sit down to the table, and if nobody prepared any food, so what am I going to eat? The chicken soup wasn't cooked, and the chicken wasn't prepared, and the meat stir fry wasn't made, and there's no potato kugel, whatever you fill in for your menu. If you're not matriach, if you don't exert on Erev Shabbos, you're going to have nothing to eat on Shabbos. We all know that to be true. I can't prepare food on Shabbos, so what should I do now? So you must exert yourself on Erev Shabbos. You remind yourself, I'm doing a mitzvah. This is the whole purpose of Erev Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos. So why is Shabbos me'ein olam haba? Because olam haba is the exact same thing. In the world to come, you'll only enjoy what you prepared beforehand. If you didn't prepare before, meaning in this world, there's not so much to enjoy in the next world. But if you prepared a lot in this world, then you'll have what to eat, what to enjoy, what to benefit from in the next world. And this is the Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ha'olam is Edomer L'Prozdor. This world resembles an antechamber, a vestibule, a hallway, the entranceway. b'fnei ha'olam ha, before the world to come. Haskein atzmecha b'puzdo, you have to prepare yourself in that hallway, in the antechamber, in the vestibule. Kadesha tikanes, the traveling, so that you will enter. What will you enter? You will enter Makom Moshav HaMelech, says the Baruch, the place where the king dwells. You will enter the Bira, the capital, where the palace is. You will enter the Heichal, the main sanctuary, but only if you prepare. And says Rav Freifeld Zatzal, there's no such thing as a neutral action. So every single thing I do is either preparing me for a life of eternal bliss, where the soul basks in the glory of the Almighty, or Chas V'Shalom, the other way. So what was the whole impetus for this year? The Pesukim tell us in this week's Parsha, Parshas Re'eh. Let's just look at the first three Pesukim of Parshas Re'eh. Perek Yir Aleph, Pesukim Chafav through Chafches. Re'eh, that's how the Parsha begins. See, Anochi Nosein Defnechem Hayam Bracha Uklala. Moshe says to the Bnei Yisrael, and he says to all of us, every Jew in every generation, see, I place before you today blessing and curse. As habracha, when will the blessing come? Asher tishmu al mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. It's not so much punishment and reward, it's more natural consequence. You will be blessed if you listen to the mitzvos of Hashem Yerbat that I am commanding you today. And adaraba, if you don't listen to the mitzvos of Hashem Yerbat, v'haklala, and the curse, im lo tishmu al mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, if you do not listen to the commandments of Hashem your God. Visarta mina derech, you stray from the path that I command you today. And you worship gods of others that you did not know. So this blessing and curse that Moshe Rabbeinu says, see, I place before you today, is contingent upon our behavior. We all have choices. As human beings, what distinguishes us from animals is the decree of Bechira Chafshis that we have, free choice. I can choose to do the right thing and bring bracha, blessing upon myself and the world. And I can choose, chas v'shalom, to do the wrong thing and bring klala, curse, upon myself and the world. And that distinguishes us from animals. Animals are programmed via instinct. That's how they were created. They have to migrate. They have to mate. They have to eat. They have to kill to eat at a set time. There's nothing bad. They can't choose. Human beings are different. I can choose. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. See, I place before you today bracha and klala, blessing and curse. And the choice is ours. And those choices give us the ticket to enter into the next world. Because this world that we think is the end goal is merely the prosdor, the beit sha'ar, the passageway, the gateway. We're all trying to get to the next world. So we have to look at this Das Kedim together. It's unbelievable. So the Das Kedim Balei Tosfos is commenting on our Parsha, Parak Yir Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayim. There's a Das Kedim you can all look up in the Mikros Kedos on the second Pasuk of our Parsha, Parak Yir Aleph, chapter 11, Pasuk Chav Zayim, verse 27. And this Das Kedim so powerfully highlights this Mishnah. And he's not talking about the Mishnah, he's talking about the Parsha, about how powerfully it ties into this Mishnah. And the Das Kedim, look at this Das Kedim, Es HaBracha Sher Tishmu, V'Akalim Lo Tishmu. So he begins by saying, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I place before you blessing and curse. Well, blessing will come if you listen to the mitzvahs, the commandments of Hashem your God, and the curse will come if you don't listen. Mashal. The Das Kedim, I could just tell to you outside, but I want you to see the Das Kedim for yourself. You could see my screen, yes? Baruch Hashem. Mashal, there's a parable. Lizakein. First of all, this is significant. What is a zakein? He doesn't say mashal li'ish echad. There's a parable of one man. He specifically says zakein. We don't only mean, when we use the term zakein in Lashon HaTorah, we don't only mean an old person, like in years. We mean zakein is an acronym. It's an acronym for Zesha Kana Chachma. And the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim tells us, Mipnei Seva Takum V'Hadarta Pnei Zakein, before an elder you should rise, and you should give glory, glorify an old person, a Zakein. So Rashi says, we're talking about Tamidei Chachamim, Zesha Kana Chachma. Zakein is an acronym for one who has acquired wisdom. So I think it's significant that the Das Zakeinim does not just say there's a man sitting at the crossroads. He says there was an old person. A zakein, someone who has acquired much wisdom in life. And he wants to pass that wisdom on to others. So there's a parable of a zakein, an old man, a zesha kana chachma, one who has acquired much wisdom in life. Hayoshev al em haderech. He sits, Hayoshev, this zaken, this old man, is sitting at the entrance, at the beginning of the road. Em haderech, the mother of the road. He's sitting at the entrance to the road. V'yesh lufanav shnei drachim. And before this old man, there are two roads. Echad, the first road, tchilaso kotzim v'sofo mishor. The first road, the beginning, is full of thorns, thistles. It's unpaved. It's bumpy. There's pits. There's cisterns. But the end of the road is mishar. It's straight. It's pleasant. It's clear sailing. So the first road initially is a very difficult road. But if you could just get past the difficulty, the end of the road is straight. The echad and the other path, tchilaso mishor v'sofo kotzim. The other one is the opposite. The beginning is smooth. But after you get past that smooth part, it's all bumpy. It's thorns and thistles. It's dangerous. It's branches. You're going to trip. And this old man sits at the entrance where the road splits. Umazir es ha'ovrim derachsham. And he warns all those who pass by. The Zakein, who has acquired much wisdom in his life, sits at that passageway where the road splits. And he warns all the passerby, Va'omer, and he says to them, Va'omerlam, and he says to them, he's harumiza. Be very careful. From this pasha, tchiloso mishor, ki kulo kotzim ad sofo. I have to tell you, looks can be deceiving. You see this path that looks so straight, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the trees are so green, there's a rainbow, it's gorgeous, it's a paved road, it looks so smooth. It's only for a short time. It's just smooth in the beginning, because the end is full of thorns. Lechu bazeh, go in this other path. Shetchilaso kotzim. Even though the beginning of the other path looks dangerous, difficult to pass through. Kisofo mishar. The end of that path is wonderful. Kol misha shomea lo. Any passerby who listens to him. Afo pisha yageya me'at b'tchilaso. Even though he was tired. Yegeya. He had to exert himself. The difficult path in the beginning was taka difficult. It was hard to get through all those thorns. And he exhausted himself in the beginning. Achar kach holech b'shalom. It's okay. It was all worth it. Because if you could just pass the difficulties, the end is so peaceful. It's wonderful. Aval misha lo shama lo, but the passerby who did not listen to the zakein v'halach ba'oso, and he went on the other path, shetchilaso mishar, the beginning was smooth, and he thinks, what am I going to listen to, you crazy old man? This path is clear, I'm going to go here. Nichshal b'sof, at the end he stumbles, at the end he trips, at the end of the path he has fallen and failed. What's the nimshal? That's the mashal, the parable. What's the moral? What's the story? What's the lesson? Kach Adam she'over aveira v'holeich b'shrius libo. So to a man who transgresses and he does whatever his heart tells him to do. Just listen to your heart. Motzei nachas ruach v'derech yasher b'olam haza because she'nofel mace holeich l'gehebim. The person who does not live the moral life, who does not live the uplifted life, who does not live a life guided by Torah. Yeah, it might be easier. Jewish day school tuition, it's expensive. Shmura matzah, it's expensive. Arba minim, they're expensive. Fasting on Yom Kippur for 26 hours, it's not the most pleasant. A husband and a wife separating for 2 weeks, maybe they want to be together, it's not always easy. So the person who chooses to abandon the life of mitzvos, he might find temporary, fleeting nachas ruach. He might feel a life of physical contentment in this world. And the road seems so straight for him, because you just do whatever you want, without any rules, without any boundaries, without any laws, without any shaylas. This world is so easy, it's great. But however, kishenofel meis, when the person dies, holeich l'gehenem, lo aleinu. He doesn't go the way he wants to go in the olam ha'emes. The beginning of the path may have been smooth, but the end of the path is anything but smooth in the eternal world. Shakulo kotsim, because it's full of thorns. Aval misha torach ba'olam hazeh v'yageya b'tovah mitzvos. But he exerts himself. He battles his evil inclination. He works so hard to overcome. He understands there's a much greater purpose. This beginning of the path, this is just the vestibule. And yeah, sometimes it's squishy in the vestibule and there's a lot of lineups and I don't have the best seat and we need the air and the light bulbs went out and this person stepped on my toes and I was here first and you're cutting the line. The vestibule's not always so comfortable, it's true. But if you can be matriach, torach, work hard, sweat it out here. Be yageya, exhaust yourself in a life of Torah and mitzvos. The beginning of the path might be bumpy, it might be full of thorns. It's not easy to conquer your Yetzirah. It's not easy to overcome your evil inclination. It's not always easy to be a Torah observant Jew. It's not always free sailing. But the end of that path is smooth. Hu yoresh ha'olam haba. Shekulo mishar v'nachas ruach v'simcha. That Zakein sits at the crossroads and he says, don't be fooled by the path that looks too easy. Because the end of the path, meaning the world to come, as you've just seen in the Das Kanim, is not going to be pleasant if this world was so easy. But if we work hard in this world, we struggle to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, we struggle to connect to God, we struggle to overcome the evil inclination, we work on Tikkun HaMidos, we want to repair and rectify ourselves, we try to be better people and better Jews. And yeah, you might be matriach, you work hard, yageya, you're sweating, you're exhausted, you're tired. The HR never leaves me alone. He never leaves me alone. Maybe he never leaves you alone also, yours, I don't know. Whew, maybe you're luckier than I am. And it's hard work. The beginning of the path, says that Zakein, it's bumpy. But choose this path. Because the smooth vestibule will not lead to the chamber. Only the crowded vestibule, where it was hard and you had to sweat it out, and it was full of kotsim, thorns in the beginning. If you choose that road, in the end you will inherit the world to come. And that world to come is all straight, kulo mishar. That world to come is all nachas ruach, spiritual contentment, more than we can imagine in this world, v'simcha. That world is all simcha. I think this is just an unbelievable piece of the Das Kanim Balei Tosfos, Devarim Perek et al, Pasuk of Zion. And we have to look to the Zakein, Zashokana Chachma. And we have to take their advice, our elders, our parents, our Rabbanim, our leaders, our teachers, they know the way. Don't take the easy way out. Just because it's so easy in the beginning, that's not going to be like that in the end. Kol haschalashos kashos. All beginnings are hard, Chazal tell us. The beginning of life in the next world is also hard. There's a sefer, Gashar HaChayim, written by Rav Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky. Okay? He's one of the great Gedolim of Yerushalayim. This is a verbatim, I copied and pasted into my notes, a text of Rav Shai Shechter. I'm now going to share with you a mashal that I heard Rav Shai Shechter say in a shir. And I reached out to him today, say, I'm giving a shir tonight. I'm quoting that mashal. Who told over that mashal? So he told me this is the source. Okay, I heard it from Rav Shai Shechter. He got it from the Sefer Gashar HaChayim, written by one of the Gedolim of Yerushalayim. What's the mashal? There were two babies, twins, twin brothers in utero. And they're in their mother's stomach. They get nourishment through the umbilical cords. There's water in there. It's very comfortable. When she plays music and she sings to them, they hear music and singing. It's wonderful. It's a great life. And one night, one of the twins has a dream. And he dreams that there's another world. There's a world with people and cars and education and school and fine food and Torah learning. I know they're with the Malach. Forget that part. And Torah learning, and yeshiva, and beautiful clothing, and vacations, and waterfalls, and rainbows. And he wakes up, and he says to his twin brother, you're not going to believe this, but there's another world where we're going. This is not the point of our existence. There's a whole other world, and we're going to be there soon. And that's where we want to go. That's the better place to be. And the twin brother says, you're crazy. What are you, nuts? This is all there is. Everything's wonderful here. What more could you want? It's warm. Our mother gives us sustenance and nutrients. We hear music. She reads fairy tale stories to us. I sleep when I want. I remember in utero when the babies had hiccups. I have hiccups when I want. I curl up when I want. I suck my thumb when I want. It's great. This is the end of life. This is the end all and the be all. The twin brother says, I'm telling you, there's something else. And they don't see eye to eye. After 40 weeks, something strange starts happening. The mother's stomach starts contracting. All that fluid rushes away. And the first brother, the skeptic, says to the second brother, the believer, I'm dying. What's going on? I'm being contracted. I'm being pushed through a narrow passageway. I'm leaving you. It's the end of my life. And the twin brother says, I told you. I told you this isn't the world. I told you we're going to somewhere better. You're being born. You're being born into life. You're going into a world with people, with enjoyment, with pleasure, with Torah, with education, with growth, with food, with vacations, with Niagara Falls. So who's right? The first brother or the second brother? When we live in this world, our sight of vision, our line of vision is so narrow that sometimes we forget that the whole purpose of Olam HaZeh, which literally translates as this world, is the in utero stage for the next world. That's where life really is. That's where we have eternal life, in the Olam HaEmes, the world of truth. Olam Haba, the world to come. Yeshiva Shel Mala, where we're really going to learn Torah, where we're going to bask in the glory of God's presence. And that Zokain sits at the pathway where the road splits. And he says, I am one Zesha Kana Chachma. I have so much life experience. Don't take the easy way out. You might have momentary pleasure from the easy way out, but there's no long-term pleasure at the end. What do Chazal say at the end of Pirkei Avos, Perikei, Lefun Tsa'ara Agra? According to the effort is the reward. Is Olam HaZeh easy? Is it meant to be easy? It's a process of growth. We're like the fetus in utero. And the brother dreams of a better world. And he says, I'm telling you, this isn't it. And it's so hard for us. The world has so many sorrows. The world also has a lot of simcha. We go through times of challenges. We go through times of doubts. We go through times of questions of faith. Look at the world today. Who could have imagined 1 year ago what the world would look like today? But this isn't the end goal. We're being born, we're growing, we're preparing for a different existence. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Haskein Atzmecha B'Pruzdor, Ha'olam Hazeh Domer L'Pruzdor. This world is the antechamber. This world is the pregnancy. This world is the hallway, the Beis Sha'ar. The next world is when life really begins. And how do we get in? In the next world, the path, says that Zokain, is kulo mishor, v'nachas ruach, v'simcha. The next world is all straight. Everything makes sense. It's contentment of spirit. It's pure, untarnished joy. And the neshama returns to the source, the soul, admeyav esrim shana, returns to the source, where I can bask in the glory of the next world. And as that brother's being born, he says to his twin, I'm dying, goodbye. And his twin brother says, you're not dying. Your whole life is just starting. What's the purpose of this world? To prepare ourselves, to amass as many schusim, as many credits, as many mitzvos, as many ma'isim tovim, as we can. We should be benched with the Richos Yamim and Shanim. to amass as much credit as we can. So when our time comes after 120, we will truly be ready to inherit the bountiful portion, because Rav Shamshon Frohler says we've all been invited, where we will bask in the glory of the Shechina with all the schusim that we amass with the life that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us in this world. And everything will make sense. It will be kulo mishar, achas ruach, and only simcha. In the meantime, we have to do the best we can, even if we're matriach and yageya, to be the best person, the best Eved Hashem, the best Jew, fulfilling our tafkir that God wants and for which He placed us into this world. May Miriam Ganantel Baskito merit a speedy refuah shalem in the schus of the Torah that we shared this evening. I thank you all for learning with me. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, have a wonderful Shabbat.